So look at some of your main news headlines from this morning.
And you'll love this, Adora. Crude oil fell to $118 a barrel on speculation that Edward isn't going to hit any production facilities, which tees up exactly what you're going to
talk
about.
Yeah, they are extraordinary times. We're going to continue our discussion about energy issues. And even though it's just midsummer, fall and winter are not far off, and projected oil heating costs for winter heating bills is causing a near panic amongst members of Congress, governors, and advocates nationwide who provide energy assistance funds. As energy costs skyrocket or come up and down, that volatility of it all, it's not just low-income families who are going to be really struggling, they predict. It's the middle class. And the question is, will everyone get some help? Mark Wolf, the executive director of National Energy Assistance Directors Association, is in the middle of all of this. He joins us now from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
What are the predictions for an average family heating their home with oil this year?
Well, for the coming year, we're looking at roughly $2,800 to heat your home with home heating oil. That's up by close to $1,000 from last year.
So almost 100%.
Even at $118 a barrel, prices are still significantly higher.
And so you're talking about families facing up to 100% more in heating costs this year.
Well, exactly. I mean, the thing is, last year it cost about $2,100 to heat your home with home heating oil in the Northeast. This year, it's roughly about $3,200. It's come down about $100 in the last couple of weeks, but still very expensive. You know, and the thing is, it's like everyone knows what it costs to fill up a tank or your car with gasoline, and people are very sensitive to that. But imagine filling up a tank with home heating oil. It's close to $1,000 now. Last year at the beginning of the winter heating season, it was only about $500. So there's been a significant increase in cost. And normally in the summer, history, the last couple of years, it's always been cheaper in the summer to buy home heating oil. This year really is different. This year we're looking at, very high prices, and that's creating a lot of anxiety among people that live in the Northeast.
And let's put that in context, because already some utilities are reporting record shutoffs. And we're in August now. In New York, it's up 41%, and it's up similarly in Colorado and in many other states. What are members of Congress and governors and others, what are they advocating for now? There are programs like low-income home energy assistance program. Now, is that going to be able to deal with the number of people who this winter you're predicting are going to need help?
Well, not at the current funding level. The current funding level is about $2.5 billion a year, and about 6 million families get help through this program. We're asking Congress, and Congress is looking at this pretty seriously, to double the size of the program, not just for this coming year, but also to add another $2.5 billion to this year's funding. At the end of the day, frankly, the ball's in the administration's court. If the administration accepts it, we have more than half the support in both the House and Senate to pass a bill like that. But we don't have two-thirds. We don't have enough to override a veto threat. So that's really what it's going to come down to in September when Congress returns, whether or not the administration decides that they would accept that.
Mark, this is Stephen Dubner. Every time we see a spike in home heating oil over the past 30, 40 years, you see a strange unintended consequences, which is firewood. People start rushing out to put in those wood stoves. The firewood industry booms. Now, there's a lot of most people would argue that there's worse consequences of burning firewood than there is of burning oil in terms of emissions and cancer and so on. What do we know about that? Are we seeing the spike? Where are we seeing the spike? What kind of shape does that have?
Well, we're starting to see that in the far north and northern New England. But you have to remember, a lot of people can't do that. Heating oil, it's different than propane. Propane is a fuel that's used primarily in rural areas. But what's different about heating oil is that it's used in the cities. I mean, you can't start burning, putting wood stoves in the middle of Boston in an apartment building. So, there are limitations to that. But people are doing, they're not stupid. People are smart. They're already cutting back on how much gasoline they're using, for example. And we are starting to see, you know, cutbacks in heating oil. People are doing every possible conservation measure possible.
But Mark, one of the things that I think Adora sort of raised a moment ago is that if everyone goes for these alternatives, if suddenly the entire market shifts to take a look at wood or conservation alternatives, it makes it really, really difficult. It's easy to benefit if you're just one of a very small number of people doing it, you know, in the Mother Earth news.
Right.
But if everybody's doing it, all of a sudden the prices rise and you're not going to get much of a benefit because demand rules.
Well, if everybody does conservation, you know, not just buying wood, but they close off rooms they're not using, they put in insulation everywhere possible, they tune up their furnaces, then demand will go down, you know, overall for not just delivered fuels, but for natural gas and electricity as well. So I think the thing is people can do that. But again, you know, efficiency and conservation can get you just so far when prices go up this high. And that's part of the problem, that for poor families, you know, they already don't use a lot because last year was expensive. You know, it's not like this is the first year of high prices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was looking at the numbers, you know, a little while ago that, you know, a typical family, a middle-class family making about $50,000 a year, you know, 5 years ago for gasoline, for home heating oil or natural gas, because then, you know, prices were about the same for both fuels and for electricity, they paid about 5 or 6% of their total income. And that was manageable. And so what a lot of people did was actually cheap. So a lot of people went and bought bigger cars. In many cases, they bought bigger homes because energy just wasn't a big part of their budget. Last year, it hit about 10% of their budget, and I think people started to, you know, cut back at that point. This year, you know, if prices stay this high, you know, for all fuels, gasoline, home heating fuels, electricity, it's looking like about 15% of that family's income, and that's already, I think, unaffordable. They just don't have 15% to buy that much energy,
and so they
have to cut back.
So that national discussion will continue because these are some real problems that are going to need some real solutions. Mark Wolf, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Mark Wolf, Executive Director of the National Energy Assistance Directors Association, and we thank him. And Stephen Dubner, a co-author of Freakonomics, is still with us, and he's going to ride along a bit as we move forward.
Some or freaky
going
economics
forward.
For
We're not
the fall,
supposed to say that anymore, right, John?
What?
Moving forward or moving forward?
I don't know. I didn't get the memo.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.